This is the Recycling, Scrap Metal, Commodities, and Economic Report, April 22, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell to 1.73 million tons, down 2.4% from last year on slow U.S. manufacturing. WTI crude oil price fell to $83.66 a barrel on the limited Israeli response to Iran. A question is, will China's flooding the world with electric vehicles lower oil demand and then lower oil prices? U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.1 million barrels per day, just off the recent record high in American history. The U.S. is the number one energy exporter in the world. That's oil and liquid natural gas combined. So I repeat, the U.S. is the number one energy exporter in the world. The U.S. weekly oil rig count rose to 511, the biggest reading since mid-October. High prices could bring very slow higher production. Too fast of an increase would lower oil prices and then lower oil company profits. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $325 a gross ton on slow but steady demand. Hot rolled coil steel price rose slightly to $41.63 a hundredweight, which is $8.33 a ton on continued slow U.S. manufacturing. Copper price rose to $4.49 a pound, the highest in nearly 2 years. This was on good demand, less Chinese smelting, and Zambia and Panama lower supply. Alumina price jumped to $1.21 a pound, $26.65 a metric ton on Western sanctions on Russian aluminum. Chinese Q1 GDP, their economic growth, it grew at 5.3%, which was ahead of the 5.0% forecast. Government support and government spending is helping growth. U.S. March home building permits fell by 4.3% to 1.46 million annualized. This was the lowest since July on higher interest rates. U.S. March industrial production rose 0.4% from February, with Q1 down 1.8% annually. Manufacturing is 78% of this measure and was up by 0.5%, driven by motor vehicle production. Overall capacity utilization was 78.4%, which is 1.2% lower than the long-term average. U.S. March retail sales increased 4% versus last year on a 3.5% inflation. It was up a big 0.7% versus February, as online stores are up 2.7% from February. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 3 points to 37,986. Strong retail sales means there's a good economy, which brings higher inflation, which brings higher for longer interest rates, which hurts Wall Street stocks. Crush car trailers by Bentley, 48-foot or 53-foot or custom sizes. Of course, you can get a curtain system or doors. Call Bentley today for a quote. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Crush Car Trailers, Lugger Trucks, Roll-Off Trailer Parts, and of course, Roll-Off Truck Parts for Galbraith American and more. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.